This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I am joined by Jennifer Moore of the Effingham County Public Transportation. How are you today, Jennifer?
I'm great, thanks.
Excellent. Now, we brought you on today to talk about some new things that are happening over there at the public transportation. Let's talk about that. What are some new features that you guys have going on?
Some of the new features that we have going on is we are starting to focus on senior transportation. That being said, we are open to anyone. There are no age limits or income guidelines. We just have decided to contract with the senior center to be able to offer more services to the seniors, such as Saturday trips to go shopping, you know, get out of town and have something to do.
Now, you guys have some changes to your hours. Let's talk about those a little bit.
Yes. Currently, we are running from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. If someone, say, gets off work at 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, definitely give us a call, and we will try our best to be able to stay over and still be able to take that person home. As far as days go, we run Monday through Saturday. The Saturday service is a new thing. We hadn't ran on Saturdays before. And we're also starting to run on holidays. In the past, we have been closed on all holidays, basically. Anytime the school was closed, we were closed. And now, the major holidays, we will be running. And I know that's important for the dialysis patients, because it doesn't matter if it's Christmas, they still have to have their stuff done.
Now, let's say, just take me through the process. Let's say there's someone in any of the four different counties that you serve. You guys serve a large, pretty large area, right?
We cover seven counties. In all of the counties except Effingham, our service is called Central Illinois Public Transit. Effingham County is called Effingham County Public Transportation. It's all the same call center, same pricing, everything. I do have two counties that currently do not have a senior grant, so they'll need to call dispatch and find out for sure if they're covered. But as far as Effingham County goes, we have a special Title 20 grant that allows us to transport seniors for free. But we do accept donations.
Okay. Now, to take me through the step-by-step process, let's say I'm someone, either a senior or not, who's in the area, who needs a ride somewhere, what do I have to do?
Okay, we ask for 24-hour notice. Same-day service is available if we do have space. That's no problem. A person would call the phone number, which is 855-755-2478. A dispatcher, if they're the first time caller, the dispatcher will ask a little more information, because we have to get, you know, where you're going, your phone number, and all of this. Once that's in the system, then your next call would be shorter. Then you may ask where you need picked up and where you need to go. We need to know if you need to make multiple stops. It is a lot like a doctor's office in that we have to schedule everything. So we know that if people go to the doctor, they're probably going to have to go to the pharmacy. So, you know, that's a question that your dispatcher may ask. If a person is in a wheelchair, we need to know what type of wheelchair. Is it mobile? Is it a scooter? Or is it bigger or smaller? That just depends on what bus we send. Some buses have bigger ramps than others, or lifts. So we try to get as much information as possible so that we know for sure that, you know, we're able to accommodate.
Now, let's talk some more about this Title 20 grant. Now, is that something that you guys already have for Effingham County, or that you have recently applied for, or what's going on with that?
We have always had our Title 20 grant. What's new this year is with the Senior Center, is being contracted with the Senior Center, we will be able to service the entire senior population, whereas their previous contract, they went through a different service.
And of course, as part of that grant, seniors get to ride for free.
Oh, absolutely.
Very cool. Now, I guess recently you guys have purchased a new bus or two?
I do believe we have, I want to say three. Don't hold me to that, because that's not my department. But yes, we have purchased more buses. We have also, we are in the process, as a matter of fact, today, of hiring new drivers so that, you know, we are able to accommodate the demand.
Go ahead.
And there really is a good demand in Effingham. I just want to mention, you know, a lot of people don't realize the fact that we are open to anyone. We take daycares to the park. I know in the summertime, the summer food program, we take kids to the summer food program. We take lots of people to work. Anyone can ride. It just varies how often they ride. They have options to get a monthly pass. A person with a disability will have a discounted pass. We have discounted tickets, or they could just pay the regular fare.
Very cool. Now, as I understand, you guys also do special Saturday trips. Looks like you've got one coming up here on July 2nd. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes. Every Saturday, we are offering special trips to go somewhere. For instance, July 2nd, we'll be going to the White Oaks Mall in Springfield. That is an opportunity to, you know, get out of the area and do something. I know mobility for seniors, meaning, you know, being able to get out of town and do stuff, is limited. It is not specific for seniors. Seniors do ride free on those trips. But anyone under the age of 60, there would be a fee. And that fee depends each, it may be different for each trip. It depends on where we're going and all of that. We have to take, you know, mileage and everything into consideration.
Excellent. And Jennifer, anything else to add?
Basically, and you know, we are open Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Schedule a ride Monday through Friday right now, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. or p.m., I'm sorry. And the number is 855-755-2478.
And you guys have an online presence as well. Where can people find you online?
We do have an online presence. They can go to EffinghamCountyPublicTransportation.com. And we're also on Facebook. So more of our information is more so on Facebook. I'm hoping to update the website soon.
All right, Jennifer, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.